Good morning, this is Jeremy Geezer, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 17th of January 2011. Good morning. First of all, a quick look at the markets, but I really want to concentrate this morning on the thorny subject of inflation. Markets last week, the FTSE recovered in the first half, then slipped back. But it did end up on the week and ended up above the core critical 6,000 mark. It ended up at something like 6,002. In the US, the markets continue to rise on the back of some reasonably sound data coming out of the States last week and evidence that momentum, growth momentum, is continuing. But let's kind of talk about inflation, particularly UK inflation and its corresponding impact on interest rates. As we know, inflation is still very much above target. In fact, it's been above target since November 2009, currently running at around 3.5% on the CPI index compared to the Bank of England's target rate of 2.5%. And the debate is inflation going to continue to rise? Are interest rates going to rise? The Monetary Policy Committee met last week and, as you probably know, left interest rates at 0.5% and quantitative easing at a top ceiling of $200 billion. The debate's getting quite personal on the Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee, with Andrew Sentence, the hawk, in direct conflict with Michael Posen, the dove, who would like more quantitative easing whilst Andrew Sentence would like a rise in rates. Some of you may have seen in our latest edition to the Gutter Press, the once respected, but now that rather sensationalist and sadly self-righteous Daily Telegraph, which had a sensationalist headline which said something along the lines of interest rates to rise in June, relief for savers. However, I think that's a load of codswallop. I don't think that's going to happen at all, and I think it's going to be into next year before we do see a rise in interest rates. There are a couple of reasons for that. One is that inflation itself is a statistical measure. Sorry, difficult to get your tongue around that word in the morning. It's a year-on-year change, and in the current 12-month period, we've seen some significant one-off shocks which have led to rises in inflation, including weak sterling, which always has an impact on imports, pushing imports up and therefore prices. There's been a surge in commodity prices, and that's fed through into consumer price inflation. We've seen rises in VAT and fuel duty, and money and credit growth, which once again tends to be inflationary. But we need to remember that what goes up this year drops out next year, and what we're actually seeing at the moment in inflation is a small blip, and inflation could well start falling back in 2011. And the MPC isn't going to be embarrassed and have its credibility shot to pieces by raising interest rates now. They need to have to reduce them again in the next 12 months. It's also worth distinguishing between goods inflation and services inflation. Inflation of goods returned from deflation in 2008 and is now beginning to run at around 3.5%. Service inflation has been steady at around 3-4% almost for the last decade. But as employment falls and growth remains sluggish, which I think it is going to do over the next 2 to 3 years, then we will start to see quite a significant fall in service inflation, which will offset the rise in goods inflation. So what's the bottom line? I don't think we're going to see any rise in rates this year. And obviously that is actually sad news for savers, many of whom rely on their deposit accounts and cash for interest. But it's worth remembering that you can still get very, very good returns from equities, and in many FTSE 100 companies, the dividend yield on equities is substantially higher than the yield that you can get from the underlying corporate bonds. And given that many FTSE stocks, particularly the defensive ones, are well undervalued at the moment, there is a good argument for looking at investing in equities. Now, obviously, that is a risk strategy and will depend on your personal circumstances. But given the current economic conditions, it is important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against macroeconomic risks. Please don't regard this as advice. Go and talk to an advisor, or you can talk to us on 01439 770 105, or www.planningforlife.org. And we aren't regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Take care and have a good week. Thank you.